When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. Maybe we'll just do a fucking there's a show about what's going on in our lives.
How about that? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go. Starting with old Blue Eyes. What's going on in your life?
Good after or good morning.
Yeah.
The Hard Luck Show. Welcome to the show. My name's Big Lux, and I'm your West Side qualified host. I got my partner, Shuman, with me.
Yep, American Indian, elegant barbarian, Southern California.
Barbarian?
Oh, for sure. Oh.
And old Blue Eyes over there, Cantonese.
That's right.
Shizzle.
Shizzle. Shizzle Blue Eyes.
San Luis.
And fucking Big, Big Mike.
DJ Ice Cream.
DJ Ice Cream.
Yeah. Delivering that chocolate chip mint.
Man, bro. I had a couple of guests scheduled.
Yeah.
And, you know the deal, bro.
Why did they always wait to...
out on one, it was legitimate. I'll give them that. And I know the guy, so I know it's legit. But still, it's just like the timing of the shit.
It's always like they don't give you a heads up early enough. It's always like last minute. Like, oh, the cag. I got to take the car in and get the catalytic converter changed.
And the problem is that I... or we are trying to get back to like the DNA of the show,
right?
With the right guests, and it's just becoming more and more difficult. And I don't know what's gonna happen, bro. To be honest,
you don't know what's gonna happen.
Mm.
That sounds ominous.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's starting to really stress me out. And
yeah, we even dialed it back.
Right. I don't know, man. I'm just getting burned out, dude.
Dude, when you get burned out, I start to get burned out.
Nah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Now I'm like, well, man, Big Lux is burned out. Then I start thinking like, fuck, man, I'm a lawyer. I live down in Orange County. What am I doing? I'm like, what? Why do I need the heartache? Fuck it, I'll just talk to my wife. That's all I gotta do. That's what I'm like, Big Lux is bumming out. Then I'm like, oh, and you know,
Sean's always bummed out.
Yeah, Sean's always burned out.
Sean, it was probably like 2 years ago. Like,
yeah, he's like, dude,
am I doing
my plan's finally coming together.
Mm-hmm.
This whole thing's gonna end, and I'm gonna have Friday nights back to myself.
Look at him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also think this, you guys. I don't know that it necessarily, like any of it necessarily means ending, but it may mean, maybe it does. Maybe it means taking a hiatus for a little while or letting you guys dig into almost 500 episodes, digging those for a little while we, I don't know.
What is the break? Let's say we do that. What would the break for you do for you? Like, what is it that you're really looking for?
I think that the break is maybe to see if there's another way that this could be sculpted out. I've got some ideas, but some of those I can't speak about on air.
Mm.
But it's basically the same DNA, but kind of focusing on one thing and having some help and support from some other sources.
Yeah.
Which I'll talk about later, but. And I don't think, I'm not saying in the sense that we take a break for the sake of taking a break, because now we're going to get away and we're going to reconcoct it or refigure. That's not really it. It's take a break to let some other things around happen that might, we come back to this thing a little differently, but with a more power involved of us, with us. I mean, and that, I mean, I hate to be vague, but it's something we could discuss more. But the other thing is, it ain't like we're going to break and I'm going to get any less busy. Now there's more and more on my plate with the career choice job that I have with Cookies and Vibes. There's a lot happening right now, and they're giving me some more stuff. I just got a raise and I just got a promotion. So I'm getting busier there. Can I be honest on some other levels right here?
Yeah.
I do enjoy it, or I enjoyed it for a while. I think I've been getting a little bit burned out, but I feel like this thing hasn't gone where I'd like it to go. And I know that we've said over and over, we're in for the long haul. It's the long play. But I almost feel like I've been putting myself out there for a while, and that it hasn't. And the longer that I'm putting myself out there to something that's not performing at a level that I'm used to with the projects or the things that are going on. Yeah. I feel like it starts to maybe people start to look at it like what's going on there? What are you doing with that? Are you doing something, or are you just, I don't know. I don't know what that sounds like, but I'd like to come back and get it moving, man, and really get this show like out there and people recognizing it and us kind of really being understood with what we are and who we are and be really clear. And I'd love to be that. And I feel like just for different reasons, we haven't really been able to gain traction and get the notoriety, or not the notoriety, but get the exposure that we've kind of been trying to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with that. I mean, for me, right, my practice has gotten busier. And I have been thinking to myself, like, I am an attorney. You know what I mean? Like, to a certain extent, the amount of energy that I have put into this over various times, right, has been a lot.
Sure.
And then I've been thinking to myself, you know, that some of the topics and stuff, right, for me personally, have hit a wall where I'm like, I don't know. It's cool, but I'm also beyond this. Like, I'm like, I don't know. I'm not necessarily tied to all of that. So I'm thinking, like, you know, perhaps it's not, like, maybe the trifecta worked for a minute, got us motivated, got us to do stuff. But I don't know. Maybe I should just practice law. Because that is what I'm good at. You know what I mean? And so maybe, and it's a lot of work for me too. I don't complain as much about it, but it's a lot of work for me too.
I think you're right. And I mean, I hear what you're saying right now. I do hear what you're saying. I also, though, believe in you and some other things.
Sure.
That you are really capable of, and some projects that probably are going somewhere.
Right.
But in this space,
yeah,
maybe we're both, I don't know, man. And I'm seeing, like, some of these people in these spaces, bro, this is their thing. This is all they do. Like, they're all the ways in.
I mean, that's true. That.
And we have, like,
that's true.
We don't just have day jobs. We're running businesses, right? You running your own firm. I'm doing like maybe three or four people's jobs with staffs under me.
Right.
And I maybe that's part of it, Juman. Maybe part of it is like, okay, so I'm not, it was never 100%, but if I'm not really giving it my best on a consistent basis, this is what I've got. This is a result of. But how much? Yeah.
When it was earlier and we had a little bit more time.
Hell yeah. It was different.
And we had a little bit more time to prepare.
Yes.
Right? We had a little bit more time to prepare. And then, you know, even today when we're throwing around some of the thoughts, right? You know, I'm in the middle of like a settlement conference at the courthouse, texting you guys on the podcast, like, oh, what are we going to, you know, and right. If we had, you know, five guys and gals mm-hmm. that could sit back and pull some articles and even just email them to me for the write up.
Right.
Right. And you and talk to Sean or whatever, right? Get us a little prepped. It would be different. When we had time, we could kind of do that. We could spend all day on a Saturday, like kicking around some of the stories and then get on here. But it's not like that anymore.
And it's not to say that I don't have some of my evening times, a couple hours devoted into it. At the speed I'm running, dude, and what I'm responsible for.
Sure.
I'm fucking burnt the fuck out, dude. Like by six, dude, I'm just like, my eyes are hurting. I'm spinning. It seems to be like that a lot, but so I can't stay strictly, but I also don't have the type of, I'm not the same person as like a Chumahan that can just barrel that shit out. Like 18 hours every fucking day. Like I just, but, two, the other thing to Chumahan is like, I could tell you right now.
Yeah.
If I had an ex-lifer, if I had people that had been to the joint for a long time, just crazy fucking like stories of like that lined up, and every Friday we had to come in and do a show, and these guys were here ready. I had the background story. We knew it was up. I believe it would, at that point in time, I don't think that I'd care about what's going on out there because I would be confident in what I'm making.
Right.
And it'd be fun. It'd be cool. And
right.
Let's just keep on going. I don't care what anybody. But that's not what's going on. It's like I'm getting like either I can't get enough to get those clients, those cuss, or sometimes they fall out. It's hard to get that kind of content regularly. And then we end up doing some things that are filler, man.
Substitutes.
And then now we're kind of like we've got a good portion of substitutes in there, which kind of go all over. And I don't feel confident in it. I feel like I'm just putting band-aids on shit. Now we're publishing shit. Now I'm like attached to some shows that I'm not proud of, or that I really would rather people not listen to that show, or like it's not part of what we were doing so well in the beginning. So I know I'm doing a lot of talking, guys, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean, I kind of feel you too. Like I feel like at the moment, I mean, we've been doing it. How long have we been doing it, Obua?
Since 2019, August.
Right, so 4 years approximately, right? And that's
fucking almost 500 episodes, bro.
That's a lot, right? I don't view this, me personally, like I look at that and if I say like, okay, so today, let's say we're like, you know what? It was good when it lasted, whatever. Bada boom, bada bing. I would look at that and be like, man, that's an accomplishment. I'm cool with that. But see, my thing isn't, my persona or like my business is different than yours. In a certain way. So I'm not, to me, that's just like a whole bunch of practice. Like I look at that and I'm like, that's a practice, talking to different people, interviews, depositions, da, 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 da. So in my mind, I don't look at that as, and I'm not saying you do, but I don't look at it as a waste. I'm like, oh, okay, great. That was a good practice and everything, but does it have to be anything now or am I gonna go? No. And then I was thinking about it and I'm like, I think I've changed. Like, I think me as a person has changed in what I think should be emphasized at this point now. I'm looking around and I'm like, you know what?
Because everything's changed too.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm looking at everything and I'm saying to myself, where do I want to drive my message? Like, what's it going to be about? What am I going to talk about? You know, like, what do I want to teach people? What do I want to provoke people with? And this show isn't always about provoking, right? Like, your show, we're talking about lifers and they've overcome challenges. That's cool. And I'm down with that. But I'm also got some bent in me where I want to provoke people to think. I want to challenge things. I want to talk about politics. Right? And this might not be the right platform for that in a sense. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself and I'm like, what am I really trying to contribute to the world here? And what are my gifts? What are my gifts?
I know something. You bring up a really good point, and innately I feel you, because as I step back and start looking at this, I myself was intrigued with the Trump show, with the political shows, right?
Right.
They came at a time, too, where it was like, we didn't really have anybody queued up. It's right. Really big news.
Yeah.
But I also, man, I know that there's a lot of important shit in there for Chumahan. There is, too, for me. But as the show gets published and goes out and I see it, I have to step back and go, but what part of the Hard Luck Show DNA is that?
Right. Right.
Like, that is important. And I know that I enjoy doing it. I enjoyed participating in it. I know that Chumahan did, because Chumahan has some real things that he wants, like you have to say about some shit.
Right.
But is the Hard Luck Show the right show
for that?
To house that?
1,000.
And maybe that starts to confuse people.
Sure.
And I think it starts to maybe inside get me feeling some kind of a way, you know,
sure.
Like, how do we, you know, but I also was involved in it and enjoyed some of it. But it's like, bro, this is why so much of me letting Chumahan take the road on shit, take the steering wheel on a lot of different things, is because I love hearing you talk about some of this shit, especially when you start doing historical shit. I'm sold, right?
But
even on the political stuff, we all sit back and learn because you break it down.
Right.
But is that the Hard Luck Show? And is our audience...
I don't think so.
Wanting that stuff, right?
I don't think so.
I think that's where it starts to begin to change, but...
But see, so I agree with everything you just said. But me personally, I think it's become more emphasized to me today than it might have been like 3 years ago. Like, I think 3 years ago, I wasn't as concerned about what the fuck is going on.
What's going to happen with this country?
Well, it wasn't going on. It wasn't that crazy.
You want to know the truth, man? I started reflecting in the last like 6 months, maybe a year, about, wait a minute, like, how did we get here as a culture, blah, blah, blah. And I started thinking about my participation, not in the show, but like, because you guys have given me a lot of room to just say what I want to say. So, but I was thinking about, and I'm like, wait a minute, you know, a lot of the things that I used to worship in certain ways were not anything that was going to protect this culture from what's happening. Like there's certain things that I was like into that I thought were really great. And man, I started like not reading any fiction anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. Like I had a certain, except for Long Arm when I beat off the, but like I stopped reading mostly fiction because I'm like, why am I cutting myself off from the real world? Right? Like, I wanted to write movies, right?
Right.
Okay. I stopped watching fiction. I've got a ton of friends who are constantly recommending me these various streams and all this other stuff. And I've gotten to a place in my life where I'm like, you know what? I don't have time now even to enjoy this like fictionalized account or even a documentary. I can't get to that stuff unless I'm reading, because when I read, I can do it fast and I can retain it. And it's no longer about the pleasure of like, oh, I'm going to sit back and watch this awesome movie. It's like, what happened? What does that mean for us as a people? And what does it mean to be American? So I'm saying, to say all of that, to say that I think that I've changed a little bit more than I understood until the last year, where I started pulling back on a lot of things and having talks with my wife and having talks like with our emphasis with the baby. Like, you know what? Where's this going to get us? For me personally, I'm a teacher. It's what I am.
I would imagine too, though, Chumahan, like when you start putting it into context like that, I start thinking about, well, bro, we started this thing pre-pandemic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Think about that, right, bro. And look at what happened during pandemic. This was our safe haven during pandemic, right? Like, we even sometimes was like, we ain't gonna have any guests and we're gonna cover the mics and this, right? You
know, like, oh, Blue Eyes came in with disinfectant.
And people were like, podcast crazy.
Right.
And there weren't like three or four of these guys that are out there right now. They weren't out there. It was us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that was different. Then I also think about a few things. I think about you're growing, and you've been trying to grow the thing, your practice. You had some ups and downs, and we're gonna, and then moving. So that, but more than that, man, like your kid, man, like your kid was a little baby.
That's true.
When you start, like all the dealing with your child and what's going on and your wife and like your dynamic, start, if anything's going to start changing you and having you start looking at the world, having a little kid is going to start being like, somewhere in your head, you're going to be like, hey, man, I need to stop fucking around, man, because this child is, I got to figure this out, you know, like, so other things become important. So, and I would agree with you, Chumahan. If I'm the same guy that started in this podcast, the time we started, if you are, then there's something wrong.
Right.
Like,
right.
We've been around long enough, heard enough messages,
right.
had enough experience in the last 3-4 years. I'm not the same guy at all.
Right.
I can hear the tone of my voice from the first couple podcasts. Right. But now I've been around my daughter a lot, my grandson a lot.
Right.
It's changing
Happy
me.
Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that's got to be changing you, bro. And just like Sean and his stuff, you know, it's like, you know, even Mike's gone through some fucking real things while he's been with us, bro.
He did. It's
a lot, dude. When we first met Mike, his life looked very different than it does today.
That's true.
He was married.
Right, dude.
Yeah.
He doesn't live there anymore. He's not married anymore. He's seen somebody new. He's got 3 new careers.
You know, he's got a new hyena.
Right. Yeah. He's got a couple between that. So I think that collectively, I even think fucking, you know, Calco's going through his things and doing what he's doing. Jesus, come on, bro.
Right.
Jesus is probably one of the biggest changes, right?
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then, you know, even Salmon, even like the way Salmon was in the beginning when he was a guest and I didn't write. And then we stopped fucking with him. And then like over him kind of showing up and him changing.
Yeah.
Because he's not as...
Spastic.
Like he's just changed a little bit, bro.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? And I've... And receiving has changed. So I think like... It's all been this thing. I think also when you have to look back at how many friends have we made through this thing?
A ton.
I mean.
A ton.
Fucking. A lot of fucking. I mean, dude, everybody's meeting a lot of people and gotten to get intimate with them in these rooms and hear a lot. So, no, it's not a waste. I never think that anyways.
Yeah.
I never think that.
And I wasn't saying you think that.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
Am I maybe not the most proud of some of the shows? Like,
sure.
If they were somewhere else, I might be proud of them. But in our platform, is there some things that I'm just like, okay, everybody knows, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, but I fucking scrolled, bro, because I was looking for certain numbers of shows in pertinence to this other pitch thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I go on to Red Circle because it's really fast to find the shows. You just, and I was like, fuck. And I looked over at Monique, I was like, dude, you know how many fucking shows? You know how many shows this is? It's taking me 10 minutes. And I'm looking at the names of them, and I'm like, fuck. And they bring different points of time in my life. Damn, I remember. Oh, I forgot about that. You know, like, it's a lot, bro. It's a lot of fucking content you fucking edited.
Think about how many fucking minutes of content that is.
It's
a lot, bro.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
I would go as far. Listen, I'm going to make a statement right now. You correct me over
here. Here we go.
I would go as I know this to be true. I would tell you right now, line up every fucking podcast that's out there. And we have more episodes. There's probably not 10 podcasts out there that have more episodes than us.
Right.
Right.
Bet you there's not. You already know the big guy has that big one.
Right.
There's probably a couple other ones that are backed by some big ass station. But other than that, there's none, bro, that have the amount that we have.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a fucking lot. You could fucking watch our shows for fucking almost 2 years.
You really could.
Well,
listen and watch, right? Because I mean, there was a huge chunk of time where we were just audio.
Yeah, legit audio.
So,
and then even when we did get video, and I mean, no one was watching, and they were consuming audio. Like, you know, we were getting thousands of people listening, but we're only getting like 50 people watching an episode,
right? But so yeah, man, we changed. And so like I was saying, man, like partially I was like, you know, there's some, man, I mean, you know, part of the problem too is that on my own, what happens is I explore like different worlds and they're interesting to like guys, but they might not be right for the show. You know, like I just got done going through like 3 or 4 different historical accounts written by the covert ops CIA strike teams in Afghanistan, Rick Prado, who was in Honduras, all this stuff, right? I've got like a week's worth of that. But that's, you know what I mean? Like I said, that's not necessarily something right for the show. And then it's like, And then I was trying to catch up on our Murder Machine.
Me too. I was watching videos this morning trying.
And I was looking at it and I was like, you know, it is interesting. Somehow that fell into the thing. Our true crime thing is really good.
Yeah, I think our true crime thing relates, especially when we were able to bring in different people that had dynamic relationships.
It might actually be that for sure, but it might actually make sense. Well, whatever. I was going to make an idea of like, well, maybe we should dial it back and take our time to produce true crime episodes and no longer, you know, like more focused, maybe one a month. But like we come in to talk about a real true crime and all of us have had some time to prep.
You know, guys, there's most people, they do a season. And then the show stops. And then you have to wait till next year to see the next season. So that's something we could all, you know, plan out like 12, 15, maybe even like 25 episodes or something for the year. And then put a lot of resources into it or a lot of time booking the guests that are going to show up on the specific date that we're going to actually record. But way out, yeah. Like months out or something. And then we can get everything prepared and that sort of thing and then record. You basically just go and record a whole shitload of them and then drop them every once in a while. Or we put out the whole season at once and then...
And let them binge watch it.
Yeah. And then we take time off for in between seasons.
And we could set it up for a better visual situation. You know what I mean? Like if we had a season off, mm-hmm. right? We said to everybody like, you know, farewell for now. We might come back, lay it out, whatever. Take a break and then say like, okay, maybe 8 months from now, a year from now, we're going to come back. We're going to knock out, six, right? Mm. But these six are going to be in a studio or a section, somebody's dope ass house. We're going to have a couple of great lifers. There's going to be one badass fucking true crime. Right. And maybe a catch up or
and they're all part one, part two shows.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah. And then that's it. Right. And because some of the things, I mean, me personally, one of the things I love more, there's a couple of things that I've always loved on the show. One is when we do a true crime, right. And I'm walking through the most of it and hearing your natural reactions to certain things. The McDonald's massacre, when you start going into like, fuck, you know, all that. I love that. Right. Other times, and I know Sean hates it, but I love when Sean accidentally steps into like some subject that you and I just grab onto and just start torturing him with it. And he's like, I'm not mad. I'm not, you know, when he sounds mad.
Yeah.
Like that sometimes is my favorite. So, but maybe it is. Maybe it is like a season.
I like when we push it a little bit, the envelope a little bit too far, and then he just goes on silent mode. He's about to. He's like 2 seconds away from grabbing his laptop and leaving.
His coffee and walking out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, one or two leps. I mean, think about this. Sure. We've been with Lepke. We've watched him at the height of heights.
Yep.
Get hung up on a hyena, get blown out, come back. Right. And wasn't quite right. Then go out and then come back renewed. That's a big, this is the Indian saying it. So nobody blame big luck.
Yeah.
You're on the right
side.
Come on. But I'm just saying we've been through that whole process.
Fuck. Yes. We went from Diablo being fucking getting drunk in the fucking coming in drunk with a bottle of fucking booze.
Talking to the fucking.
Right.
Huh? Talking to the horse?
Yeah.
Yeah. To being fucking like a fucking, now he's a fucking father.
Right.
Babysitting his kid.
How to swim.
Yeah. Babysitting his kid. Daycare center. Yeah. I mean,
that's so true.
I mean, there's a lot, bro. I mean, we had Nina here who was like trying to fuck with her podcast, right?
Right.
And then now she's launched this fucking amazing
Importing
fucking
olive oil.
Yeah. And
you
fucking
ate
hair.
You ate an entire
loaf of bread.
Like, hey, this is pretty good. Fuck this other olive oil. I don't need, it's in, this is an insult, but this one's the best. That was great.
No, I think you're right. I think that if we brought on, like, a Danny Trejo and a somebody else.
Right.
A couple big leps, good ones.
Yep.
You know,
the great thing about our show, too, is that we have the capabilities to do things like we did at Risks. Or at
go somewhere.
Our Estevan's,
right.
Is show right. up, and now we could record it all on video, and so we have that capability. It's not out of the question. We could show up anywhere, Danny Trejo's, or go out to the middle of the desert, or whatever the hell we want.
I think if we had time to put together, like he's saying, 6 or 8,
yeah,
really good
premium
true crime,
yeah,
really everything. In our wheelhouse, right?
Yep.
All the things that work in our wheelhouse. And we put together like really good ones. Be comfortable, nice setting. We've all done the work ahead of time to
right.
really get it ironed
right.
out.
Right.
So it's like this, you're not missing anything. You're tuned in and you want to hang on for the next one, part two. Like, that'd be dope. And you want to know something too, Juman. Like, and I keep on saying this over and over to people. Like the whole banging it out, bam, 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 blowing it, like that whole flipping houses, like all that fat, like that shit has gotten so, it seems like it gets there so quickly in so many industries that now it's the people that are fucking taking their time and doing small,
right,
special
craft.
Crafted, limited, like that's what's now standing out because there's just so much noise and so much static and so much pounding it up. And I do understand that your footprint does get bigger over time, but we still have fucking 480 something episodes that people can continue to dig through.
You know, I agree with that. And then maybe the footprint thing was a different time. You know what I mean? Like the environment was different, right? And also, I think it is interesting. I mean, it would be interesting to have 6 premium fucking things, right? And then people had like 500 episodes to find out why we're only putting 6 out now, right? Like they could go back and go through and dig through all of that. They could learn more if they wanted to, like the history of your eating. Right, like
on the mic.
Oh man, hey man, that sucks, Danny. Whole... That's sad, man.
We should have...
That's fucking. That's fucked up.
We should have 45 minutes of nothing but just fucking chewing audio. Like, it just goes from horse chomping to fucking all of it.
But like, right, even the like discussions. Remember, I was always defending it. I was like, man, I think you should just eat on the mic. That's
just realistic. That's real. Realistic, yeah. Once he said that, I stopped trying to. Because there was a point in time where I was like, oh, no, I mean, yeah, really doesn't sound.
Take it out.
And he's like, nah. That's real, man.
Bro, in the first episode,
that's
the first
people
two
are fighting
episodes,
for you.
I cut out every single little one that you did.
You're driving yourself crazy.
Oh my god, it took forever. Yeah. It took forever.
Now he's
bro.
Just like, well, yeah, he's just like, reel it. Yeah. Well, what do you think, old Blue Eyes?
Yeah, I mean, Blue Eyes.
Yeah,
you haven't had a.
Yeah, put your 2 cents in there.
I mean, you already heard from me. I feel strongly about continuing the show. I think that there's. I feel strongly about crafting shows and putting them together and taking a little time and effort and energy into like research and that sort of thing. I love that type of stuff. I even would love to do some like produce pieces that if we had the time, because like a lot of times we just come in here and we do whatever.
Right.
In the beginning, there were like some little clips that I put together, like whatever, like some stuff that I did for Diablo where I like took his thing and then like, made like music. I love doing that shit. That's my
That's another thing.
That's
that if we did
shit.
These projects,
yeah,
we would have time
yeah.
to create all the snippets.
Right.
Hey, for the next 2 weeks we're running
right
the this snippet, right?
Right.
And then that thing, like So we could even do the boost thing and like really get it out there and get ahead of it. So people are anticipating this thing.
Right.
And do it right with the clip the right way. And like, maybe we're just trying to like turn that shit. And who are we trying to compete with? Who are we trying to keep up with? Have we gotten caught up in that?
You know, to be honest with you, I've always felt like partially it's the energy that we bring to the mic when we're going. And so I do like a little bit of the cinema verite, where the live aspect. But in terms of who are we competing with, I don't really think about who we're competing with, but I do like the concept of, why don't we dial it back and start making more crafted shows? That part I do like.
Because let's focus on quality.
Let's focus on quality. We know we can do 500.
Right.
Right? We know if we had to, we could just make a show out of thin air. We know that.
Right.
Okay, fine. But who are we competing with? That's a great question. And the issue is, I think crafted, blue steel fucking thought through shows, right? Committed to shows, right? Like we've all had time to commit to it.
Yeah.
I think that's a winner right there.
I like that, and I like maybe it's we find the location, and then we, if we have it in advance enough, and we're doing six or eight shows, we have those six or eight people or things scheduled for over, like we pick out like a 3-day weekend.
Sure.
That we're just gonna knock out. You know what I'm saying?
Or, whatever. Or I'm not even opposed to, no, we just do one cool one and we took 3 months to come up. Like, we got one guest, but we've like beat out all the interesting things and what we're going to do. And we just do that one in that one location. Then we got another location.
That'd be cool.
Right?
It might be 3 episodes out of it or 2, right?
Right. Like a part one, part two. Right? And if we could, man, I mean, if we were really going to get serious and stop fucking around, I would say, we do that and have somebody on site filming the behind the scenes that we can make the clips out of to show the making of, right? You know, making of Danny Trejo or whatever, right? Hard Luck Show, Danny Trejo. And then like, you know, the whole thing. That would be dope.
That's like, let's produce some really good shows.
That's what that is.
Not just get in there and fucking that.
And you know what? Those shows would lend themselves to becoming other pieces, because that would be one you could send to somebody and say, here's a small documentary that we think would
that's
be good.
I think that mindset is going from, because things are changing these
days,
but us going from a mindset of like this whole podcast thing to like a station.
Yeah.
We're going to start producing shows for a station, you know?
Right.
And fully produce it, market it, advertise, edit, like do all the things. It's not just a podcast. It's not just an open-ended podcast.
Going some, like, right. Exactly. Right.
We're going to take all that. You got 500 of those.
Yeah.
And now this is what it's turned into. And it needs to change.
Yeah.
If everything else is changing and moving, we should. I think we're smart enough that we need to be changing and maybe coming out, like you're saying, with something that's more polished, that's special, man. You know what I'm saying? I think that maybe that's just it. It's all about us taking our time and really putting out something really special.
Right. I mean, we've been practicing. We got the mouthpiece part down. So fuck it. Why don't we try to put together something special?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
I like it. I mean, we've developed a big platform. So I feel like we need to figure out a way to do it right and not be overwhelming. And I feel like we can if we take our time. Then there's no pressure. We're out to just make the best show we can. That might take us a month. That might take us fucking 3 months.
Yeah. And you know what Augustus Caesar used to say? Julius Caesar ran in. And he beat out everybody and he took over Rome. But then the senators killed him in the fucking Senate and he was done. His nephew, they thought it was going to go back to like a republic. His nephew came in, kicked everyone's ass and took back over. And one of the things Augustus Caesar was famous for saying is, if you did it right, then it took the right amount of time. He was not rushing. He didn't care if it took you 3 years to get it right. He'd rather have it be done right and take a long ass time than to just rush some shit out. I mean, give us even time to have a backup, right? Like, if we have something set up where it's like, well, this guy's not going to show up, then we've got a real backup that's a real one that we can actually put the show together with. I'm looking forward to, like, a true crime, a real good true crime fucking episode.
I'm gonna speak just on me. I'm not going to speak for on anybody else. I'm speaking on me. And I'm the guy that's supposed to get the guests in. That's my thing. I feel like that's been hard for me to do for whatever reasons. Yeah. I'm busy or whatever. But ultimately, by that not happening or it being backed up or us having all the right people in and on time scheduled, what we're getting is the turn on a dime. Let's just do this. And we'll
blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's probably why I'm frustrated with partly me. I'm frustrated with kind of where we've gotten, but I play a big part in that frustration is self-reflective as well. Like, I'm frustrated with myself.
Yeah.
Because too much. How can I be upset with the results I've got from not putting in the work? Now, yeah, I'm not gonna say we haven't shown up and done it, but
there's more to it than that.
There's more to it. Like, you can't just pop in,
right,
and be like, all right, we're just gonna do this. Like, what you're gonna get is people. It's not real. It's not really crafted. It's not really, you haven't poured anything in. So why should anybody listen to it?
Sure.
And I think that maybe that's why I'm frustrated. I have nobody to be frustrated but myself with. But I also, like you said, you know, my life's very different than when we started.
Yeah.
It just is, man. There's a lot more to it, man. A lot more to it, dude.
You know, I'll tell you something that maybe changed me too was, you know, getting enrolled in my tribe, right? Like going back and getting my tribal identification on my mom's side, which I didn't have any contact with. And getting like officially brought in and going to some of the powwows and seeing the world of the Indian from that angle. And one of the things that strikes me more than anything else is they've got a different value system completely, right? And I'm like, you know, you got these men singers. Like, there's like 8 drums and there's 8 different singing bands, right? Smokey Town, they got all these crazy names. And they got their son, who's like 3, under one arm, and they're pounding and they're singing together. And I was like looking at that with my daughter, and I was like, you know, this is something that is a culture that's different. It's not a whole bunch of entertainment. It's not a whole bunch of fucking, you know, cars. It's not a whole bunch of fucking this. It's not, this goes all the way back. And this belongs to everybody. It started to change my focus on what's going on in the country and what education and knowledge can do for people, to the extent that I started thinking like, man, maybe we're just imprisoning ourselves by avoiding really opening our eyes and looking at everything. And like, what am I participating in? What am I giving my life force to? You know, and am I really getting anything back from it? Even the law, like I used to get really crazy in the law a little bit and be like, I'm gonna fucking, we're gonna fight, you know, and it's good. But there's another part of me that's like, maybe, you know, maybe I gotta step back from everything a little bit. Like, yes, these are important, but I'm also a human being apart from all of these things.
Having a human, or allowing yourself to have a human experience too.
Some distance. Yeah. Like when you get too caught up, too close to something, you think you are something that's external.
Yeah.
When that external thing will get frustrated at some point, then you take it, then it disrupts your inner peace. And I snap, and you guys see me snap like 18 million times on the show. So I think doing a show where, like, one of the things that's inspiring is when you talk about these are real people. And these stories need to get out there. People need to understand this person, Big Lep, or they need to understand whoever it is, from like a different perspective.
Yes, and I think like who, not who, but where did we decide that we need to get those stories and tell those stories 2-3 times a week?
I don't know.
Right. That's what I'm getting at. Like,
yeah.
Okay, that's fine if that's what we want to do.
Right.
But who, how did we get to like, we need to produce them at this level all the time? Like, that might be unrealistic. That might, and maybe those stories need more love and attention than that. Maybe it's, you kind of get what I'm saying? Like, who said I have to like come up with these great, powerful stories and get them 2 a week in there? Like, that's a lot. Like, sure, if I wasn't in that, anything else going on, I probably could accomplish those 2 shows.
Right, right.
But it's just, and that's why I'm saying not putting a time on it at all.
Yeah.
And let's just fucking knock them down 1 at a time.
Yeah.
Or however, and get to it, but do it right is different. And I think maybe that, you want to know what, Chimon? Mm. It's not... how many people see us and how we big are. That's not what the root of my frustration is.
Yeah.
The root of my frustration is that I've gotten off the path and caught up in some type of a rat race with this thing.
Yeah.
You know, and it's gotten, and I'm guilty of wanting to pump it out. And when maybe the opposite, even like you just said, some distance.
Yeah.
Maybe just backing up, slowing down, and just being concerned with, I want to craft something really. I have the team, and we can craft something really dope.
Right.
I'd rather watch that, even if it takes us 6 months to do that. Right. I'd rather sit and watch that than watch something that isn't. And on the other hand, too, Juman, like when this guy fucking talked about Grant, President Grant, about Grant, dude, like that's to me that and sewing fucking whales' mouths shut.
Oh yeah.
I can just listen, or Napoleon. I want to listen to those shows. That's why Jumon might have to have another podcast as well. But are those for hard luck? Are they for this platform?
I don't necessarily think so, no. I mean, there's a piece of it where you're like, well, you can expose people, right, a little bit to maybe something they didn't hear. But is that really the show? And the answer, I think, is really no. That's what I think.
As much as us in this room would find it fascinating, you know, does it follow the dialogue of what the, you know, because that wasn't what we, bro, you know what we showed up and what the show is, right?
Yeah.
We had a very clear thing, and the true crime kind of fell into it because some of those stories that we were after had those things in it.
Yeah.
And I remember at some point in time, Truman's like, we should do a fucking OJ. We should do a Richard. And it worked because you're getting multiple levels and you're getting a
perspective you didn't hear before.
You didn't get.
Yeah.
Very intimate, you know? Yep. Right. So that's why I think that true crime does go with it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you bring somebody in like a Danny Trejo or like one of these guys. Yeah, it fits into it. But
right.
Then there's a lot of things that really don't really fit into it, but are fucking great, great, great content.
On their own.
On their own.
Right. I agree.
So, that's kind of what's where I'm at with the thing, man. And
I'm down to try the No Time Special.
No Time Special.
I'm down to
throw away the stopwatch.
Yeah, No Time Special. Let's see.
Yeah, and us to have like a off-air discussion of how we want to fucking approach that and calendar and put some timelines on it, right?
Yeah.
You know, but, and I don't know that anybody who dictates seasons for podcasts. Can't we dictate our own?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Whatever you want.
They only call them seasons because that's what they used to call it on TV. I mean, nobody made a rule about that. People are still just trying to mimic fucking TV.
We could do 4. We could do 3 seasons a year. Every 4 months, we drop a fucking season. Or, you know, every something like that, dude.
This guy does hardcore history. Dan Carlin, right? This is fucking dope. You won't hear from this guy for like 6 months, and then he'll drop a 3-hour fucking thing
they're fucking incredible.
Incredible. That's dope, though. Yeah. That's dope.
Right. So he'll drop like a whole thing on like, you know, how the Mongols took over China. You know, it'll be like a 3-hour thing, and it's just him talking. There's not even a conversation going on. But you might not hear from him. I used to listen to him, and I'm like, why does he say it takes so long? Because I remember he'd be like, you guys don't understand how much work goes into it.
But you want to know something? Can I just say, Schumacher, Schumacher could do a show like that. Oh, yeah. You could do a show, especially if you prepped for that show.
Right.
All the work you're doing.
Right.
You could peel off Grant into a 2-hour story.
Easily.
If you really wanted to take your time and you didn't knock it all out at once. You like.
Right.
Piece together. You could do that because you can captivate somebody listening to that. Again, is that the right content for a hard luck show? No, we're probably going to lose a bunch of people that I care about that stuff, though.
Right.
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 I find it intriguing. But you could, especially being an attorney, dude. Like, you could. So I don't know. I listen, man, you're my partner because of how talented, how knowledgeable, like, you have that. I just think we need to keep the lines clear on what we're feeding into different
channels.
But
totally agree.
But yeah, man, that's it. Hey.
There you go.
Hey. Yeah.
Rip.
I think at the end of this thing, man, I just want to, at the end of this show, what I want to say is I think more than anything is I think that we've done a lot of episodes, a good chunk of time has gone by, and a good chunk of time has gone by, like, as we all re-entered each other's lives, we met, right?
Yeah.
And a lot was different, bro. Yeah. My dynamics in my life, Sean's, that's pretty much the same.
It hasn't changed much.
No, but everybody's like, in the last 3.5-4 years, dude, like, shit has changed.
Yep.
And I think with that, we're talking about the show's going to maybe change a little bit how it gets down because we're all changing and growing.
Sure. And the environment has changed.
Yeah. Big time. Big time. Yeah. It's changing fast.
It is. I mean, we're in a completely different thing, but I do want to say one thing that's a major change, and that is rest in power, Tony Bennett.
Oh. What the craziest thing was that you sent it over, right?
Yeah.
Last night, me and Monique are talking because she's going to the Hollywood Bowl for the reggae festival this weekend.
Okay.
And I say it, she goes, what's it like in the scene? Because I go, oh, it's good. When was the last time there? I go, I was there 27 years ago to see Tony Bennett with Paul Rossi, Jessica. We sat fourth row.
Wow.
And I was going on about, like, it was magnificent. Tony Bennett, it's old school. You know, there's nobody left. And then I wake up in the morning. And so when you sent that, I'm like, Monique, guess who passed away? And she's like, who? And I'm like, Tony Bennett. She looks at me and goes, that's crazy. We're talking about it. Yeah. Listen, shout out, man.
96 years. 96 years old. So, I mean, that's a pretty good run.
And, bro, this guy was like, he was young, like Sinatra's age.
Right.
When he started getting paid to sing, bro. So this guy's had... I mean, God love him. You'd want to have a charmed life like that, I would imagine, right?
100%. 100%. So, yeah. So it's nothing to be sad about other than he's not going to sing another song for us. But other than that,
Celebrate
life. Celebrate
the man, right? We're not sad. We're happy for Tony Bennett. We all want to go out like Tony Bennett.
Right. Yeah.
All right, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Supermax Hardware, check us out. www.supermaxhardware.com and peep out cookies and vibes. Big shout out to my kids, City of Santa Monica and Estevan Oil and the Soul Assassins. What you got, Chuma?
I got Ovanda Bone LLP. We wear braids to court. Let the tomahawks fly. The best legal representation money can buy. Opening our Hawaii office.
Yeah! I needed a reason to get out there.
Well, anyway, yeah, so that's...
When's that opening?
The end of this year. Ovando Bowen West is going to be in Oahu.
Ovando Oahu?
Yeah, and Ovando Bowen East is going to be in California.
Oh, okay. Ooh, the Cali is the east side.
Well, yeah, from Hawaii. Yeah, from Hawaii. Anyway, aloha. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody.
You're going to be a real West Sider now, huh?
Oh, dude. Over there, you don't even have to wear a suit in the court. You can wear shorts and fucking whatever.
Can you?
I don't know.
It seems like that.
Definitely a different deal.
As long as you have a lay on, you come right in there.
Yeah, I think you can wear a Hawaiian shirt, though. I do think that you put a robe over your...
When I think you're right.
I know. It is
I'm
true.
Thinking of Hawaii 5-0, and every time they're in court, I don't see anybody wearing no fucking suits.
Yeah, it's a little more laid back over there. Yeah.
What you got, Sean?
I got www.hardluckshow.com.
Yeah!
That's what I got.
Hey, and a big shout out to Salmon's Porsche. I guess it's not doing so well.
I thought I saw a Porsche pull up, right? And I'm like, oh, here, there he is. And he went by me, and I go, wait a minute. No, no, no. He don't drive a 911. He got one of them old, other things. Cayenne pepper.
Yeah.
Little Cayenne pepper lost his pepper. He lost his pep.
Transmission's not doing so hot right now. You got to scrape together some cash to fix that, I guess.
Those deals are always great in the beginning.
Aren't they?
Sweet. Everybody's driving high and mighty.
Got a fucking $100,000 car for 10 grand, bro. Are you kidding me? Like, right?
What could go wrong?
It's a turbo, too, bro. You know how much of these were, dude? New?
Right. Yeah, and then when you get that repair bill, it's like, well, I guess that's how I'm going to be taking the bus for a while.
You fucking bump the headlight, and you're like, I got to sell the car. I can't afford to keep it anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah. Anyway. All right, we're out of here from the Hard Luck Show. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.